yourself and be broken in pieces. Assemble yourself from the east, north, south, and west and be broken in pieces. Take your counsels in the regions of the sea and it shall come to naught. Yes. Speak your word and it shall not stand, for God is with us.
Please come forward as we welcome the pastor of the house. The one and only. The latest edition of The Lamp is out. Protocol has copies all over. The Lamp is out from July to August. July, August, September, the third quarter. Please get your copy. Thank you.
As we're getting ready to pray, July is a prophetic month. It's the seventh month of the year. And today is very prophetic because it's the first day of the seventh month of the year. Very prophetic. Now the Bible said, ask ye of the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain. There are certain prayers which are time sensitive. And when you pray them, during those times, things happen. And one of those days is today. Tell somebody something is about to turn to ten. God created the heavens and the earth within 6 days, and he rested on the seventh day. The seventh month is your season of rest. And I'm talking about rest from battles, war, financial hardship, difficulty, embarrassment, contention, strife, buffeting, whatever you've been battling with. This is the beginning of rest from it. If you believe it, put your hands together and shout. Number two, it is also the month of an end to a cycle. Yeah. Seven also means the end of a cycle. Is there any cycle in your life that you want to see it come to an end? I'm not feeling you at all. I said, is there any cycle or situation in your life you are tired of, you are fed up of, you want it to come to an end? Is there anybody here? Now, let me address spiritual hypocrisy and ignorance. Nothing happened until you say something. God said, let there be light, and there was what? There wouldn't have been light if he did not say, let there be light. Then the Bible said, if thou shalt say unto this mountain, he didn't say, if thou shalt be silent, if thou shalt meditate, if thou shalt be quiet, if thou shalt be cool, and if thou shalt stand there and look dignified. Mountains don't move by silence. Mountain moves when men have the audacity to speak. I declare, beginning from this day, that this is the month of the end of every negative cycle in your life. Every stubborn situation comes to an end. You know, about 4 a.m. this morning, I was in prayer, and the Lord said, this is the 1st of July. Declare an end to the wickedness of the wicked. Psalm 7 verse 9. Psalm 7 verse 9. We want to pray. We want to pray for families. Because I hear all kinds of things of people going through hardship, difficulties. Times are difficult. Times are tough. And we also want to pray. We want to pray for the president. One will pray for him that God will give him discernment. it's important for leaders to have discernment, because there are brigade of liars in this country that if you don't have discernment, they can fool you. This country, I've spoken to a lot of past presidents in Ghana and other countries. Recently, I know president friend of mine 2 weeks ago came to spend some time with me. And we talked a lot, day and night. We spent time at the rooftop, talk. And one of the things that fights presidents in this part of our world is this brigade of liars. And it's in the Bible how they can mislead you, lying to you. And I go through the same thing, and I warn people around me who are my loyalists. Even when they tell me truth about somebody, I always check their motives why they are telling me the truth. Because sometimes, hear me? Sometimes they can tell you the truth, but they are setting you up. And they are also setting somebody up. We need to pray for the president. And there's something I've watched over this nation for the past 41 years since I've been preaching. It looks like there is a force in this country. It's a force of wickedness. It's like they've hijacked the destiny of this country. That it doesn't matter how good intention you have as a president to make changes. When you come into office, it will frustrate you till you leave office. I'm telling you. Unless before you came to office, you had strong covenant with Adonai to provoke God to step into the equation, for whatever reason, it will fight you till your term is up. And I want us to pray and deal with any form of wickedness that manipulates the destiny of this country to create difficulty and hardship. And church, I know we are all going through difficult times, but let me tell you what is honorable, is not criticizing authorities and criticizing government and criticizing the people in authority. One of the best things to do with the state of the economy is to pray for the Minister of Finance, the Deputy Minister, and the Governor of Bank of Ghana. I'm telling you. We need to pray for them that they will discover the key to unlock the problem. Whatever the issues are, which is causing things to be difficult, criticizing doesn't solve it, I'm telling you. Because as believers, because we are believers, and there is fire on our tongue, when we speak negative and we criticize, it rather complicates things. I'm telling you. I'm telling you, as believers, we have to be very careful of what we say, because as believers, the more you are speaking criticism, you are invoking a curse. But if we pray for them, God can turn something around in the favor of us all. Amen? So one of the prayers I want us to pray right now before I pray for travelers is this. When my mother took seed of me, she bled for 4 months and an attempt was made to abort the pregnancy. And they did a D&C. And we were twins. One was removed and I survived. But the Lord said to me, he said, some evil eye saw your star of who you become one day. So it was a sign to abort your mission from your mother's womb. But God prevented it. Hear me. For some of you, your battle and your fight began from your mother's womb. Any wickedness and any buffeting that have pursued you from your mother's womb up to today, on this first day. Now, look at some scriptures. I want you to understand the importance of the seventh month, because some of you are not getting it. Come with me. I want you to look at some scriptures quickly. Come with me to Numbers 29 and verse 1. Numbers 29 and verse 1.
And in the seventh month, on the first day of the month, you shall have
the what? Holy,
the first day.
The what?
The first day.
The first day of what?
Of the month.
What is today?
The first day.
Tell somebody, today is time sensitive. It's a prophetic time. A Anything is possible today. Anything. I'm telling you. Anything is possible today. Are you hearing me? Okay. Come with me. Now go ahead, finish it quickly.
On the first day of the month, you shall have an holy convocation. You shall do no servile or ordinary work. It is a day of blowing the trumpets.
Is there any trumpet here? Your shout is the trumpet. 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 Hear me. As you shout, every opposition, every wall, every mountain, every resistance, every hill, every giant, every beast and snake is coming down. It's coming down. It's coming down. It's coming down. In the name of Jesus, it's coming down. Shout, yeah! Hallelujah! Deuteronomy 23, 24 and 25. Look at something quickly. And then 27 to 28. And then to 30, and then 34 to 36. Look at something quickly. Leviticus. Leviticus 23. Leviticus 23. 24 to 25. 27 to 30. 34 to 36.
Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, in the seventh month, in the first day of the month, you shall...
The what? Come on, talk to me. Somebody talk to me. I'm not telling you Anansi Sam. I'm telling you what is written in the book. Is it in your book? What is today? And the what? Tell somebody you are fulfilling prophecy. You are fulfilling prophecy. Yeah. Tell somebody prophecy is being fulfilled right now. Go ahead.
In the seventh month, in the first day of the month, shall ye have a Sabbath, a memorial of blowing of trumpets and holy convocation.
A what? A what? Can I hear some trumpets in the house? Something is falling. Something is breaking. Something is breaking. Something is breaking. Something is happening.
You shall do no servile work, no ordinary work therein, but you shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord.
27.
Also, on the 10th day of this seventh month, there shall be a day of atonement. It shall be an holy convocation unto you, and you shall afflict your souls and offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord.
We are in the fast, though. Remember, we start the fast on Wednesday. Go ahead. It's all within the first month, the seventh month. Go ahead.
He said, and you shall do no work in that same day, for it is a day of atonement, to make an atonement for you before the Lord your God.
Go ahead. The next one.
33. And the Lord says, speak unto Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel, saying, the 15th day of this seventh month
what
shall
month?
Be the Feast of Tabernacles.
What month?
The seventh month.
Go ahead.
Shall be the Feast of Tabernacles for 7 days unto the Lord. On the first day shall be an holy convocation. Ye shall do no ordinary work therein.
It's okay.
Amen.
Let's stop here. It's all about the seventh month, the seventh month, the seventh month. Now, when the prophet Ezekiel was taken from his place in the spirit, he was taken to the valley full of dry bones. And he said, and the spirit said unto me, prophesy as you are commanded. And the Bible said, and he opened his mouth and he prophesied according as he was commanded. And as he began to prophesy, bones began to come together. There is coming a shaking. Tell somebody, I hear the noise of a shaking, shaking, movement, movement. Something is going to shake. There is coming a movement and a shaking in the heavens, in the atmosphere. Put your hands together and shout yes. Unless you prophesy, nothing will shift. Nothing will move. There will be no shaking until prophesy. Our warfare is not in fighting flesh and blood. Are you hearing me? Our warfare is mighty through God. So I want us to prophesy. And two prophecies that let our rest. The Bible says, and God gave David rest from war on all sides. I don't know how many of you are tired of war. Tired of something. You want some rest in your life. How many of you want rest in your life? Tell somebody, you have to say it. Tell somebody, you have to declare it. Tell somebody, it's not going to happen till you open your mouth and say it. Now, number two, let every wickedness, go back, Psalm 7 verse 9, let every injustice and wickedness against the economy of this country and against this nation, the destiny of Ghana, and against your destiny and mine, let that wickedness come to an end. Put your hands together, declare it. Open your mouth. Make a declaration. Let the wickedness come to an end. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. Let the wickedness of the wicked concerning your life, your business, your finances, your health, your wife, your children, your husband, your investments, the works of your hand, your nation, let the wickedness come to an end. Let every wickedness against the destiny of this country and the economy of Ghana, let it come to an end by the rebuke of the Lord, by divine authority. Open your mouth, declare there will be movement and noise and shaking in the atmosphere. Somebody say something. Open your mouth by authority. I declare, let there be a shaking. Let there be movement. Let there be a noise of shaking, of divine activity, of divine activity in the heavens, in the economy, in the land, on the political scene. Let there be divine interruption and shaking. Open your mouth. Say something. Declare. Put your hands together. Don't just stand there. Say something. In the name of Jesus. Let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end. Come to an end. Let the buffeting come to an end. Let the lies come to an end. Let the misrepresentation come to an end. We pray for all that are in authority, that they will find the keys, the solution to unlock the economy, from the Minister of Finance to the Deputy Minister, yea, to the Governor of Bank of Ghana, in the name of Jesus, the Minister of Health, Minister of National Security, our security forces, the army, the police. We pray, Lord, let this nation and those in authority find the key to unlock answers, permanent answers, solution to the economy, to the hardship in the land, in the name of Jesus. Professor, open your mouth. Let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end. Push it. Push it. Push it. 1 minute to go. 1 minute to go. 1 minute. 1 minute to go. Just one more minute to go. Push it. 1 minute to go. 20 seconds, 19 seconds, 10 seconds, 5 seconds, 4 seconds, 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second, 1 second. Put your hands together and give the Lord a shout. Now, one more prayer before we pray for this. Let's deal with misrepresentation in this country. Misrepresentation is something that for the last 40 years of my life and ministry, I've suffered misrepresentation. And I see it with anybody who attempt to do anything good in this country. They'll come at you. Whatever is behind that misrepresentation, on the first day of the month of July, which is the seventh month of the year, let that cycle of misrepresentation, whatever Ghanaians are, let it break. Let it be arrested. Let's attack it right now. Open your mouth. Put your hands together. Pray that prayer right now. Unless you are not doing something good for this country, as soon as you attempt to do anything good, you'll be misrepresented. They'll misrepresent you. Brigade of liars. Open your mouth. 30 seconds. Going. 15 seconds. Going down. It's coming down. Counting down. 10 seconds. Open your mouth. 10 seconds. 9 seconds. 5 seconds. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. 1 second. 1 second. Give the Lord a shout. Now, let us pray for the church and the members of the church that hardship will break. And people whose finances and businesses and transactions and things have been held up, let's command breakthroughs. Let's command divine release, divine intervention in the businesses of our people, in their finances. Put your hands there. Command it right now. On the first day of the seventh month, let there be divine release, breakthroughs, divine intervention in the businesses, in the finances of our people. Open your mouth. Say something, somebody. Don't just stand there. Nothing will happen until you say something. Say something. 1 second, 2 seconds. Counting down. 7 seconds gone. 8 seconds gone. 10 seconds gone. Counting down. 12 seconds gone. 14 seconds. 15. 16. 17 seconds. Counting. 20 seconds. 40 seconds less. 24 seconds gone. 25 seconds. 27. 28. 29. 30 seconds left. 30 seconds left. Pray with somebody. Stand around with somebody. Counting. 20 seconds. 20 seconds. 20 seconds. Ten seconds. 7 seconds. 6 seconds. 5 seconds. 4, 3. 1 second. 1 second. 1 second. We are there. Somebody, 1 second. We are here. Let there be a breakthrough and testimony this week. In the name of Jesus, put your hands together. Shout the shout of victory right now. Now I declare on authority from the throne room perspective that no member of this church and no one connected to this altar on which I stand shall become a casualty or a victim of any evil work, imagination or projection of diviners, of warlocks, of those who practice mysticism, in the name of the Lord Jesus, of wizards and wizardry, that anyone here and anyone connected to this house and this altar, any plane programmed not to arrive at its destination, you will not sit on that plane. And if you sit on it, it will have a technical problem. It will not take off from the ground, in the name of the Lord Jesus. And if it takes off, then it will arrive safely. Any car, any vehicle that is destined for destruction and accident, you will not be in it, in the name of Jesus. By divine providence, you will escape it, in the name of Jesus. The Lord shall preserve you in the air, on land and on water. By all means, by all means, by all means, declare it and command it. By all means, you shall be preserved. By all means, open your mouth and declare, we shall be preserved. By all means, in air, on land and on water. By all means, in the name of Jesus. Now lift up your hands. Lift it up. I command the healing of any sick person here. Anyone sick under the sound of my voice, on TV land, on streaming, here among us, I release the healing virtues, the healing powers of Christ from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. I command your healing right now. I pronounce your healing right now. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed of that condition. I command the healing of every organ of your body, from your pancreas to your liver to your kidneys to the red and white, in Jesus' name, cells of your body, in the name of Jesus, be healed. I command your healing in the name of Jesus, from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. I command your healing. I command the chains to break. I command curses to be lifted. I command yokes to be broken. I command demons to leave you, in the name of Jesus. I command every stubborn sickness be healed, in the name of Jesus. Every uncured disease, I command it to be cured, in the name of Jesus. Right now, receive your healing. Receive your healing. Receive your miracle. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Be healed. Be healed. Be healed. Be healed. In the name of Jesus. Now, in the name of Jesus, any seed of untimely death planted in anyone here, hearing the sound of my voice, any seed of untimely death in your body, I curse the seed. I curse the seed. I command the seed to wither, wither, wither. I command the seed to be uprooted, 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 in the name of Jesus. Uprooted. Say, I uproot the seed of death planted in me by any means, through the medium of prayer. I command the seed of death planted in me, in the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out. 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 Come out. In the name of Jesus, come out. Now I declare, on the first day of the seventh month of the year, let every injustice and wickedness in your life come to an end. Come to an end. Come to an end. Let the buffeting come to an end. Let negative, wicked, and evil cycles in your life break. 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 In the name of Jesus, break, 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 break. Let cycles of misfortunes, in the name of Jesus, be broken in your life. Every cycle of misfortune, when I call it and I mention the name of Jesus, you clap your hands and say, break, 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 break. Every cycle of misfortune, in the name of Jesus. Break. Now, every cycle of false accusation, in the name of Jesus, now, every cycle of promise and fail, that you receive promises, but it never happened. The cycle of promise and fail, in the name of Jesus. Now, the cycle of the victim, in the name of Jesus. The cycle of misrepresentation, in the name of Jesus. Now, the cycle of untimely death, in the name of Jesus. Now, the cycle of financial sabotage, in the name of Jesus. Now, the cycle of setback, in the name of Jesus. Cycle of disappointment, in the name of Jesus. Break, break, break. On the first day of the seventh month of the year 2018, every cycle of disappointment, break. Now, every cycle of dishonor and disfavor, in the name of Jesus, break now, break now, break now, break now, break now, break, 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 break now, break, 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 break now, break now. Now, lastly, the cycle of the Midianite curse. And let me tell you what the Midianite curse is. The Midianite curse is the curse of vain labor, the curse of foolish errands. You sweat and you work, but you never see the fruit of your labor. Today, let the curse of vain labor and the Midianite curse be brought in over your life, your business, your family. Let the Midianite curse break. Open your mouth everywhere. At the third floor, let the curse break, 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 break. Let the curse break. Now, Proverbs 25:25. This week, you will hear good news. As cold water is to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. This week, you will testify. I command, in the name of Jesus, the release of good news. I declare God will bless you to see many years of good things. That God will cause you to see many years of his blessings, many years of victory. In the name of Jesus, many years of his vindication. You will see the demise of your enemies. You will see the destruction of those who devise evil imagination against you. You will see their demise. Your eyes will see their end. In the name of the Lord Jesus, if you believe it, shout yes. Shout yes. Now, go to two people. Tell them, at the mount of two and three witnesses, every word is established. Tell them, I announce to you that you will hear good news this week. You will hear good news, beginning from right now, it's happening, it's happening. You believe it, shout. You believe it, clap your hands. You believe it, shout. Choir, let's worship. It's time to go home. It's lunchtime. You are blessed. Travel safe and come back safe. Lift up your hands. Let's worship. It's time to go home. All over this place. I want you to go deep with the worship because I'm very charged. If you miss it, I'll stop your song. So you better go deep. Make sure you go deep. Whoever is leading worship, go deep. I'm very charged. I hear me. I'm charged.
Yes, you are the Lord.
Lift it up, lift it up, lift it up, lift it up.
Most high, yes, you are. Yes, you are the Lord. Most high. Most high. Yes, you are the Lord. Yes, you are the Lord. Most high.
Most high.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
So before you leave here, in the next 7 days, I want you to proclaim on the first day of the month, proclaim triumph, proclaim victory, proclaim breakthrough. Right now, the heavens are open. Proclaim, it will go into effect. I will see the demise of those who devise my head, the head of this house, the head of my family and my nation. Yay! I will see the destruction of every one of them. I will hear and see the destruction and demise of all those who devise my demise and my head and that of this house and my nation and the economy of this country in the name of the Lord Jesus. By the rebuke of the Lord, by divine authority, I proclaim as it is written, you have said, surely as I live, says the Lord, as you have spoken into my ears, so will I do it unto you. Sword of the enemy. Let those who devise my hurt and my demise, let them seize upon them quickly and let them go down quickly. Yea, yea, that device, my hurt, make them like Zamuna, like Oreb, and let them be as chaff before the wind. Yea, let the angel of the Lord trouble them. Yea, let the angel of the Lord perfect them. Let a mischief and a misfortune enter into their closets and befall them at unawares. But as for me and my house, show me a token for good, and I will praise you. I will praise you from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. If you believe it, shout. Now, let me tell you why I made you do what you did. Numbers 14, 28. I want you to go home with that. And remember, impartation service for all the youth at 6 p.m. If you are not a youth, don't come here. Amen. I only want those from 15 to 30 to come. If you are above 30, stay home. Read your Bible. I want to work with the youth. Amen. If you come here, I will turn you into a youth. So if you don't want to be youth, stay home. Because if you come, I will move you. You will dance. Your bones will move. You can't sit down there and be looking at me like you are doing. We don't do that at the impartation service. So send me your youth. Send me your sons and daughters. Go ahead, read.
Say unto them, as truly as I live, saith the Lord. As
this is who talking? Adonai. He said, as truly as I live, saith the Lord. Look at it.
As you have spoken in my ears,
how many
so
have said something?
Will I do to you.
How many of you have spoken something? How many of you have spoken something? The Lord said, I should tell you that whatever you proclaim and you say, his ears have heard it, and it's going to happen. It's going to happen. It's coming to pass. It's taking effect right now. You are blessed. You are blessed. I will see you. I will see you on Wednesday. I love you. See you.